is Daf Beis Maseches Megillah. So let's take it from the top here. Megillah Nikres B'Yudalef B'Yud Beis B'Yud Gimel B'Yudalef B'Tezvav. We know that there are 5 days in which one can read the Megillah. Gemara is going to explain all this. Lo Pachos V'Lo Yoser. Not more than that, meaning no later than Tezvav and no earlier than Yud Alef of Adar. Krachim Amukafin Chomam Yos Yeshu Benun. Karim B'Tezvav. The walled cities that had been walled from the time of Yeshu Benun. Read in the 15th of Adar. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim B'Yudalef. And the villages, the small villages, and the bigger cities that are not walled, so they read on the 14th. Elisha Kfarm Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. However, there's a certain heter that the Kfarm are allowed to read earlier on Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is either Monday and Thursday. How does that work? Ketzad. Chal Yos Yudal B'Sheni, if the 14th is on a Monday. So then the Kfarm go on Mondays anyways. It's Machlok is why they come in on Mondays. Some say they come in on Mondays to hear the Kriyas Torah. Others say they come in on Mondays for Bate Dinim, for Din Torah. Either way, they come in on Monday to the big cities, and in the big cities, they had the Bali Kore. The Kfarim didn't have people who were Bali Kore, according to at least Rashi's understanding. So on Monday, so they'd come in anyways. That was the 14th, so everybody would read on the 14th, other than the walled cities. So again, Ketzad, Chalios Yud Dalid B'Sheni, if it falls out in the second day of the week, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bobayom, Umukafos Choma Lamacher. And the next day, the Tuesday, the 15th, that's when the walled cities would read. Chalios B'Shlishi, O Biruvi, if it falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, so the Kfarim are not coming into those days, so then Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they read on the Monday prior, which would be either the 12th or the 13th, and Vayaros Gedolos Kfarim Baba Yom, and the 14th, whichever day that falls out, that's when the big unwalled cities read. Umukafos Chom Olamachar, and the next day, the 15th, is when the walled cities would read. If Chalios Bechamishi, if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, so then Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Kfarim Baba Yom. Then they read on that day because they're coming in anyways on Thursday. So that's the same day the village people read as the unwalled cities. Umukavos choma lamacha. The next day on Friday is when the walled cities would read, which is the 15th. Chalios erev Shabbos. If the 14th falls out on a Friday, so then kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. The villagers would read the day before on a Thursday, which is the 13th. Vayaros gedolos umukavos choma korim babayom. And that next day, the 14th, that would be the day of the big cities that are unwalled, and even the walled cities would read on Friday the 14th because they can't read on the 15th, that's Shabbos, and they can't read on Sunday either because that's past the days you're allowed to read the Megillah. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Chalios b'Shabbos, if it falls out on Shabbos, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimim V'Korin Liyom HaKnisa. If it falls out on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So then the villagers and the unwalled cities read to the Yom HaKnisa on Thursday. Even the unwalled cities read on Thursday, even though in theory they can read on Friday. We'll see in the Gemara why that is. Umukafos choma lamacha, the next day, which is the 15th on Sunday, is when the walled cities would read. If Chalios, the final one, if it falls out on Achar Shabbos, if it falls out, the 14th falls out on a Sunday, so then Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they go read Thursday before, which is the 11th, the earliest possible day. Ayaros Gedolos Kfarim Bayom, the big unwalled cities would read that day on a Sunday, and Mukavos choma lamacha, the next day, Monday, which is the 15th, is when the walled cities would read. So that's those are all the different permutations. So there's an interesting, the Gemara in Yavamos talks about the issue of Lo Siskodu. Lo Siskodu is Shaliyasu Agudas Agudas. You shouldn't make different factions, different groupings. So how is it possible? The Gemara talks about you have some people reading the 14th, some people reading the 15th, some people reading Yom HaKnisa. So Gemara talks about if it happens to be, if there are two Bate Dinim in the same city, that's not subject to Lo Siskodu. So what does that mean? So Tosos explains the different answers here. But according to Tosa, Tosa says that the Kfarim would actually not read in the big cities. Again, it's the way the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara here. It says the Kfarim would actually read in their own cities, in their own village they read. In other words, the way it worked out was that before they'd go, it'd be hard for them to get together. The problem was not that there were no Bali Kari in the Kfarim. They had Bali Kari. But there's such a small city, for them to get together to Minyan was a big deal. So they all gathered together Monday morning before they go to Yom HaKnisa. They'd lain in the Kfar, and then they travel to do business or to hear the Kriyas Torah or something else to the big cities. But Tosa says they couldn't lane on Yom HaKnisa in the big cities because that means they're reading on day 12 and the people in the city are reading on day 14 and that's going to be Agudas Agudas, Los Godu. That's the understanding of Tosos. But according to Rashi, Rashi clearly says here, no, the Kfarim would read in the big cities on a different day. So they ask the question, how can Rashi allow them to read in the big cities if the villagers are coming to read in Woodmere on the 12th of Adar, and the people in Woodmere itself are reading on the 14th of Adar? Isn't that Losis Godu? So the two answers that I brought, the Ran says no. Since the Kfarim are coming and they're returning back home, they're viewed as a completely independent population. They're viewed as if there were two Batei Dinim having two different practices. That, the Gemara says, it's allowed. You get one shul doing one thing, another shul doing another thing. The Kfarim are viewed as a separate shul and they can read on a separate day than the rest of the people in the big city. The Ritva gives another answer. The Ritva says, no, you know what Pshat is? Lo siskodu is only when there's a machlokus. This is not a machlokus. Well, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the Chachamim instituted that you could read on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. This was part of the initial institution. It wasn't a machlokus. Is it that way or is it this way? That's when there's lo siskodu, there's a problem. Do you wear tefillin chol hamoed? Do you not wear tefillin chol hamoed? That's a machlokus. This is not a machlokus. This is they set up from the outset that different days for different people, different cities. Let's go back to the Gemara now. They laid it in the kfarim. Yeah. You know, either to Batei Dinim, they need to the Din Torah there. They'd have Dayanim in the kfarim.
But that's like irrelevant in the whole.
No, they would go there anyways. They had a hard time getting together. So they gathered them on the morning to go to a Din Torah. Before we go, let's read the Megillah. We're together anyways, and then we'll set out. So now the Gemara says, Megillah, Nikreis B'yed Alf. Minalim, how do you know? What's the basis that you're allowed to read the Megillah on the 11th day of the Adar? Minalan, Kedabin Lamem, come on. As we'll see later on, the reason why you can read on the 11th is Chachamim Hikilu ala Kfarim. Chachamim were lenient, that the Kfarim are allowed to Lios Makdim and Lio Makani, so that they could read earlier. Why? Kedei Shispeku Maim Umazon Lachim Shebekrachim. The Gemara is going to tweak this later on, but at least for now, the point is we want the Kfarim to actually, the Kfarim are the ones in the farms. People in the big city, they didn't have any produce, they didn't have food. So the people in the Kfarim, by the farms, would bring food. Now, if the Kfarim were busy laying Megillah on Purim, like everybody else, they wouldn't be available to sell food for the Sudas Purim. So therefore, we wanted them to kind of check the box, B'yosei Kriyas Megillah on your Yom HaKnisa, and this way you're available on Purim in order to sell the food. Now, this is not entirely accurate, because what happens when it falls out on a Monday, when the Yud Dalet is Monday for everybody, that means the Kfarim are not available to sell food, but the Gemara is going to tweak this in a few days from today. But that's a simple reason. We gave them a special heter to read earlier so that they could be available to sell food and water to the krachim on the day of Purim. So the Gemara then says, again, Kidei Shispeku Mayim Umazon Lachem Shebekrachim. So either way, that's clear. That's the reason why they're allowed to read on an earlier day. So what is that exactly is the question of the Gemara? Megillah Nikreis B'Yudalaf Minalan. That's the reason. The Gemara says, no, Anan Hachi Kaminu. This is the reason. Michti Kula Anshe Knesset Gedola Takninu. We know the Anshe Knesset Gedola were the ones who were Misakin that you read on the 14th and the 15th. So the Isak Gedaitech Anshe Knesset Gedola Yudav Tesvav Takin. If it's true that they only said it on the 14th and 15th, not the 11th, 12th, and 13th, so that was a later Takana after Anshe Knesset Gedola. So Asur Rabbanan V'Akri Takanta, the Takina Anshe Knesset Gedola. How is it possible that a later Bezin is able to now uproot an initial Takana made by the Anshe Knesset Gedola? In other words, if Anshe Knesset Gedola said you could only read on the 14th and the 15th, how does a later Bezin have the right to add on three more days? V'hatzan, the Mishnah tells us, in Maseches Edios, Ein Bezin Yachol Levatel Divrei Bezin Chavero. One Bezin cannot override a previous Bezin's Takana. Elam Kein Gadol Mimenu B'chachma U'v'minu, unless they're greater than them both in number and in wisdom, which is not the case. No one was as great as Anshe Knesset Gedola. So it must be Elopshita Kulu Anshe Knesset Gedola Takina. The fact that we allow you to read on multiple days from the 11th to the 15th must have been dated back to Anshe Knesset Gedola, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. So once they've established this, then we have to ask the question, Hey Haramiza, where exactly is the remez? If the Anshe Knesset Gedola were responsible for writing and putting together Megillas Esther, there must therefore be some remez in the Torah, in the Megillah, as to these few days being read. So the Gemara explains, what are these days? What's the remez? So the Gemara says, Amar of Shemen Bar Abba, Amar of Yochan, Amar Kro, Lekaim Yimei Purim Ha'ela Bizmanehim, it says. Zmanim harbe tiknulem, multiple zmanim, not just one day, but there are many days to read. So Gemara says, that's not a drasha. Haimi bar le lugufo, you need bismanayim to teach me the very pasuk, that there's a day of 14 and days of 15. Those are 2 days, that's multiple days. That doesn't imply anything more than the 14 and 15, that just implies 2 days. Gemara says, imkein le makra zman. If it's true, it was referring to the days of the 14th and 15th, it should simply say, zman, the time of Purim. My zmanayim, zmanim tuvo. It means many times, because the Zman is the unwalled cities of the 14th, the walled cities of the 15th, the Zman for each particular area. So Zman name implies more than what the Torah tells us, more than what the Megillah tells us, more than just the 14th and the 15th. So Gemara says, not true. Vakati, even if you want to say that Zman name refers to more than just the 14th and 15th, it's still Mibarle, the word Zman name is still necessary. Zmano Shoseh, lo Kizmano Shoseh. that the 14th is different than the 15th. And the 15th is different than the 14th, meaning those are still 2 days. They're two different days, two independent days. So Zmanayim doesn't imply anything more than the 14th and the 15th, which already is clear in the Megillah. So Vaks Gemara says, no. Im kein lemakra zmanam, if it's telling me that there's a days in the 14th and the 15th, it could have said the word zmanam, their time is the 14th time and the 15th time, my zmanayim, a couple extra letters, that's coming to tell me a drasha. Shmasmina kula, to tell me that there are more than just the 14th and 15th that are explicitly mentioned. There are other days that you can read the Megillah as well, namely the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ema zmanam tuvei, zmanayim duma, zmanayim duma zmanam. The zmanayim drasha should be similar to the zmanam understanding, which is what? Ma zmanam trei, just like the zman, the right time is 2 days, the 14th and 15th. So then the extension, asmanayim, should also only be an additional 2 days trei. So if that's the case, Ema, Tresar, Betlesar. Maybe we should only allow it to be read the 12th and the 13th, not the 11th. Where do you get a third day added on? So Gemara says, Kedamar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kila L'Chalhi. That the 13th was a day of gathering for everyone. Below Tzarech L'Ribuye, you don't need to include it. So Hachanami, Yud Gimel Zman Kila L'Chalhi, below Tzarech L'Ribuye. It's no need for a drasha. The 13th was a day that's understood that you're certainly allowed to read Megillah. So Zmanayim is coming to add two additional days, namely the 11th and the 12th. What's so special about the 13th? Why is it called Zman Ke'ila? So here's a very important machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi in the top left, right, three lines down. Zman Ke'ila L'cholhi. Hakol Nikolun L'hinokim Me'oivehem Bein B'shushin Bein B'shar Mekomos K'mo Shekasa B'sefer. This is when everybody gathered together in the 13th to defend themselves, to take revenge on Haman and all the enemies. That was the Ikranes. That's when they had the right to defend themselves. So therefore, the 13th, when they got together, it was a celebration, a part of the Ikranes. That was more of a nace than the 14th and the 15th. And that's why it was self-understood that you could read in the 13th. Now, the Rush, friend of Rabbeinu Tam, who has many questions. One of the questions is, it really should be then, it should be considered Zman Milchama, not Zman Kila. Zman Milchama should be the appropriate term used here. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Zman Kila is something different. It's referring to the Tainis Esther. They got together to fast together. And there's actually no source anywhere, he writes, other than Masech HaSofrim of Tainis Esther. It doesn't exist anywhere in Tainis Esther. Masech HaSofrim says that there were great Chachamim who used to fast in 3 days in Adar. Because the times of Esther, they fasted 3 days in Nisan, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. We can't fast in Nisan because it's a month of Simcha. So to remember this, they fasted in Adar, the 13th, the 14th, made aside, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. I don't remember which 3 days it was, but included was a Tainis Esther, was the 13th as well. And he said that was just a few Yechidim who would do that. But he says this idea here, he says there's a Yushami, a Medrash that says, we learn a Tainis, halachas of a Tainis, from Moshe, Aaron, and Hur. When they fought against Amalek, they stood on top of the mountain, they fasted, the Medrash says. So there's a concept of fast. Whenever you fight against Amalek, you're supposed to fast, just like Moshe, Aaron, and Hur fast when they were on top of the mountain. So says the Rabbeinu Tam, this is a makor that you're supposed to fast Tainis Esther when it comes to Purim, because Purim was against Amalek, and Tainis Esther was somehow connected to this idea where they did in the times of Mordechai Esther. So Zman Kila means it was a Tainis Esther, not referring to when they defended themselves, referring to the fast, the Tainis Esther. Now, the way Rabbeinu Tam says is, Tainis Esther is actually called the Tainis of Simcha, Tainis of Zecher, Nanes, which means they're very different halachas than any other Tainis. Like today's a Tainis, this is a Tainis of Avelis. The Tainis of Esther is very different. It's the Tainis of Simcha, and therefore there are many kulas when it comes to Tainis Esther, because it's not really commemorating the Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's actually commemorating a Nes that took place in the times of Mordechai and Esther. And that's the pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, back inside the Gemara, the 13th is understood to read the Megillah because that was the Ikar Nes, Zman Kilahi, and therefore Zmanayim comes to include the 11th and the 12th. So now the Gemara says, last two narrow lines of the Gemara, V'ema, Shitsar, V'shivsar, maybe the two additional days should be the 16th and the 17th. The Gemara says, V'lo Yavor, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yavor, you can't go beyond the 15th, so 15th is a cutoff. So when we come to include two other days, Zmanayim is coming to include days beforehand, namely the 11th and the 12th. Marnell says, last in our line here, Naman Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Krat says in the Pasuk, Kiyamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim, Yamim Kimos, Kiyamim Kiyamim. So like the days that they rested in the times of Yehudim, of the Mordechai and Esther, that's now Kiyam. We're adding 2 days like the days that were. The Rabos, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Just like there were 14th and 15th, we're adding now Kiyamim in another 2 days. asks the Gemara, Vema Treis Ever Tleiser, maybe the 2 days should be the 12th and the 13th. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kilil Choli, Velo Tzarech L'Ribuye, so therefore the 13th itself understood, we add the 11th and the 12th. Vema Shitzar V'Shifta, like we said above, add the 16th and the 17th, Velo Yabur, if you can't go beyond that. Now the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani, my time will Omar Mizbanem, why doesn't he learn the drasha of Mizbanem, the first drasha we had, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanem, Lo, Zmeshman Le. He doesn't think that's a drasha, and therefore he has to take another avenue. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, my time will Omar Mikiyamim, why doesn't he learn that drasha? Kiyamim is not coming to include other days. It's coming to include that in the future we should celebrate the 14th and 15th Kiyamim like the days it did in the times of Mordechai and Esther, but not coming to include additional days where one would be allowed to read the Megillah. Okay, so now the Gemara says further. Gemara says three Y lines down. Amar Rabba, Bar Barchan, Amar Yochanan, Zut, Rabbi Kiva, Stimasa. This whole medrash, this whole Mishnah and discussion was all Rabbi Kiva. There's always a Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Kiva. The Darish is Zmanem. However, about Chachamim Omrim, Ein Koronosa Ella Bizmano. Now, Chacham say, we only read it in the right time. You cannot read it on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. That's his understanding. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Masai Bizman Sheshanim Ketiknan, Vishal Shun Al Dmasvan. When are you allowed to read on earlier days, 11th and 12th and 13th? It's only true when, as Rashi explains here, when they're Amr the Shana based in Bezdin, and the Chodesh is Mekadesh based in Bezdin, you send the Shluchim out, and they're all living there. It's Yisrael, so it has to be all these different things that have to be in place for us to read earlier. About Bezmanazeh, where we're not doing Ibur Shana, and we're not being Mekadesh Chodesh based at the Mekadesh Chodesh based in the Bezdin. Bezmanazeh, Hol Mestaklin Ba, Ein Koronasa, El Bezmana. The different girsas, we're going to take the girsa of the Gemara in front of us. Since the Anim are anticipating to read on time, therefore we only read on time. That's his understanding. Now, before we go Vayitir, we have to understand this just for a moment. The idea would be, the Baal Mor explains, that if you were to read earlier, on the 11th, let's say, the Matanos, the Anim, are always looking forward to Matanos of Yonim, the day of the Kriyas Megillah. That's when they anticipate it. So if you read it earlier, the concern is, says the Baal Mor, that they're going to use up all the money and not have it saved over for Purim. I mean, even though you read Megillah earlier in Yom HaKnisa, the Sudas Purim still takes place on the 14th. So what happens is they read Megillah on the 11th, on the Monday, and they read the, and they have the Suda on the 14th. And the Chashash is, says the Baal Mor, if you give the money of Matanos of Yonim on the day of Kriyas Megillah, which is when all the Anim anticipated getting it, they were so poor back then, they use up all the money and not have it available for the Sudas Purim itself, and that would be a terrible thing. Because the Baal Mor says the whole point of Matanos of Yonim is for the Sudas Mitzvahs Purim. That was the whole point of it. The big Machlokes Rishonim was the nature of Matanos of Yonim. Was it a type of tzedakah? Or was it for the Sudas Purim? What's a nafka mina? So there are many nafka minas, but one nafka mina the Maharil says is, are you allowed to use miser money to pay for Matanos of Yonim? If the point of Matanos of Yonim is for tzedakah, I cannot use miser sheni to pay for an additional tzedakah that I have. Maaser Ani itself is a type of tzedakah, but I can't use it to pay for an additional tzedakah. That's a different point here. But if the point is it's for a mitzvah of Sudas Simchas Purim, then you are allowed to use Malos Maaser Ani, Maaser Ksafim, you are allowed to use money in order to pay for the Sudas Purim. So there are other nafkaminas as well about this point here, but either way, that's the Baal Mor's understanding, is if you give the money earlier, they won't have it available for, here's another nafkamin as well. Could a person be Yotzei Matanos of Yonim by giving it to an usher, to a wealthy person? How do you be Yotzei? So says the Ritva says, because the point of Matanos of Yonim is not really for tzedakah, it's really for simcha. And you could bring an usher to simcha as well, you could be Yotzei the mitzvah. But if Matanos of Yonim was tzedakah, you can't even discuss giving Matanos of Yonim to an usher, and therefore we see this machlokas comes up here as well. So the Gemara now says, either way, the Gemara says that the Chacham held that you only read Megillah Bezmanazeh in the right time, and now we're asking a Gemara that from the Brice here that says the Amasai one more time. This reads one more time. Amasai Meisiv Ayam Rabbi Yehuda Amasai Bizman Sheshan Kediknin Yisrael Shuna Almasan. When can you read earlier? When Klai Yisrael is overseeing what takes place in terms of the calendar and living in Eretz Yisrael. But Bizmanazeh Hol Mestaklin Ba Ein Karnel Sel Bizmana. Since Anim anticipate the Kriyas Megillah for collecting Matos of Yonim, you only read it Bizmanazeh in the right time. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. Who's Rabbi Yehuda going according to? Ilema Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, Afi Bezmanazeh, Isa Lahai Takanta. If he's going according to Rabbi Kiva even says Bezmanazeh, one could read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So he's not going in the world of Rabbi Kiva, El Lava Aliba the Rabbanim. He's going according to Chachamim, and Bezman Shasham Ketiknan, V'yisrael shu'un al masan miya krinam. We see from here that if the years were in order, if we're in control, you actually can read it afilu bizman hazeh. And this is a tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan, who felt that bizman hazeh, Rabbi Yochanan says, that chacham holdi, you only read it bizmana. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, bizmana, we don't read it because we're not alad masan. But had we been alad masan, and the shonim were ketiknan, afilu bizman hazeh, we would read on an earlier day. So that's a tiyuf to against Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, ikadami, Amr Abba bar Barchan Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiva Stivasa Avah Chacham Amru Bezmana Zeh Ho Mestaklin Ba Ein Karnas El Bezmana And Tan Nami Hachad The Raisa says Amr Rabbi Yehuda Eimasai Bezman Shesharim Ketiknan The Yisrael Kshuna Dal Masan Avah Bezman Hazeh Ho Mestaklin Ba Ein Karnas El Bezmana So this version sounds like it's consistent with the Shita Chachamim that we only allow you to read a Bezmana Bezman Hazeh. So now the Gemara says last line here Rivashi Kashle de Behuda de Huda. Rashi had a question, a steer of Rabbi Huda's. We're going to see that in just a moment. Umokim la, and he ended up answering the one of the brises. Umokim la, the brisa, Kurabi Yosi, Bar Yehuda, in order to answer the question. So Gemara explains here. Umi Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Huda Bezman Hazer, Holel, Misaklin Ba, Incarnasel Bezmana. Is it really true? Rabbi Huda says, Bezman Hazer, you only read Bezmana? Urimini, Amr Rabbi Huda. When can you read earlier? In a place where the villagers actually go earlier than Mondays and Thursdays. If the villagers don't go on Mondays and Thursdays, you can only read it in the right time. But in the end of the day, it says, but if you do have a place, you live in a village, that you go into Mondays and Thursdays, you actually can read earlier, but we said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot read earlier, so that's a steer with Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't make otherwise he would make such a qualification. He doesn't make a qualification. Umokim la lebraisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. And therefore we say the braisa must be not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So ask the Gemara, Umushim the kashi le Rabbi Yehuda of the Yehuda, Mokim lebraisa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? Because the kashi could start saying, changing who the author was? That's a strange answer if it clearly says Rabbi Yehuda was the author. So Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi, Shemi ale dika tatani le Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard that there's one braisa that was like Rabbi Yehuda. Vika tatani la, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. He had such a mesorah. But Mitakashile, Rabbi Yehuda, once he came across this stira, that was very easy for him to answer, Amar Mandatani Le Rabbi Yehuda, Lab Dafka, Mandatani Le Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Dafka. And therefore he had to say that one of them wasn't completely accurate, because he had this Masara, and therefore it was very easy for him to change around. It wasn't really Rabbi Yehuda, it was really Rabbi Yosi, Bar Yehuda, in order to reconcile this stira. So Gemara now says, Krachim, Hamukafin Choma, Mimos Yushushu, Vendun Korim B'chamishasa. The walled cities would date back from the walled times of Yeshua ben Nun. They would be considered reading on the 15th. So, Menachem, how do you know you go all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun? What does he have to do with anything? In terms of what his relationship is to Purim, the Ritva writes, because we know the Purim is all about the defeat against Amalek, and the first person to go against Amalek was Yeshua ben Nun. So there's a strong correlation, not just a stam connection to Yeshua ben Nun. There's a very strong correlation because he was the first one to stand up against Amalek, and every battle thereafter is considered a continuation of that first battle of Yeshua ben Nun. There's actually an interesting question. Should I remember this? Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, the Mishnah that talks about what's considered Melchemes Rishus, what's considered Melchemes Amalek. And Mechemes Mitzvah, what's considered Mechemes Rishus? And Rashi gives an example of Mechemes Mitzvah is any war that Yeshua ben Nun fought in. And anything that's not is considered Mechemes Rishus. So the Achor asks a question, but why doesn't he mention Amalek? Fighting Amalek is also considered Mechemes Mitzvah. He doesn't mention Mechemes Amalek. He only mentions Yeshua ben Nun, his fighting was Mechemes Mitzvah, nothing else is Mechemes Mitzvah. So the Margolis Yam says, no, Amalek is included under that same category. When Rashi writes, any Mechama of Yeshua, he wasn't referring to only fighting of the land itself, but any fighting against Amalek, that's also considered a battle of Yeshua ben Nun, because he was the first one to fight against it, and every battle thereafter is considered a continuation. So they quote the Ritva from this Gemara here, that the reason why we date back to Yeshua ben Nun, it's not just Stam Yeshua ben Nun, it's because he was the one up against Yeshua ben against Amalek. So Gemara now wants to know, Menachem, Emilia, how do you know, what's the source that you go back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun for the walled cities? So Amar Rava, Rava explains here that Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Al-Kena Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshim ba-Ari ha-Prozos, the Jews living in the unwalled cities, mid-Prozim ba-Basar, Mukafin b'chamishasar. From the fact that the unwalled cities, reading the 14th, which is a clear Pasuk here, it says, Al-Kena Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshim ba-Ari ha-Prozos, The pasuk goes on to say that osenes yom arba asar lechodesh other simcha umishtav yom tov. That implies the walled city read on the 15th. So Gemara says v'ema prazim bar basar mukafin klal klal lo. Maybe only unwalled cities read the Megillah, but maybe walled cities don't read it at all. Now that's a strange havamina, the Gemara says. V'lav Yisrael ninu, are they not considered Jews? They don't have to celebrate Purim? The Od, Mihod Duvad Kush, because if also that we know Achashverosh ruled over the entire world from Od Duvad Kush, and there certainly were walled cities that were living in those areas, and that means they were subject to this danger, and they have to celebrate the Nes as well. So if Ema, the Gemara says, okay, fine, the walled cities have to read Megillah, I grant you that. But maybe Ema, Prozim Bar Besar, Mukafin Bar Besar, Ubachabesar. Maybe the unwalled cities should read on the 14th, and the walled cities should read both on the 14th and on the 15th as well. So Gemara says it can't be, because it says, Kedichsiv Lios Osim Es Yom Arbasa Lechodesh Adar, Ves Yom Achamisha Sarbo, Bechal Shana. So it says you read on the 14th and the 15th. What does that mean? Ehava Kedichsiv said Es Yom Arbasar, Vi Chamishasa Kedichamras. That would imply they read the 14th and also on the 15th. But Hashe Dichsiv Es Yom Arbasar, Vi Es Yom Chamishasa. There's another S there, the Asa S, Upasik, it separates Hani Bar Basar, Vani Bechamishasa. These read on the 14th, and those read on the 15th, and therefore they're completely mutually exclusive, and therefore the walled cities read only on the 15th. So Gemara says, okay, maybe, Ema, Prazim Bar Basar, the unwalled cities should read on the 14th, like the Pasuk explicitly says, Umukafin, the walled cities should read Ibai Bar Basar, Ibar Bechamesar. They should have the option of reading on the 14th, the 15th, whatever is convenient for them. So the Gemara says, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Bizmanehem, Zmano Shazelo, Zmano Shazel. That Pasuk says, we saw in Amar Aleph, that they're mutually exclusive, they're independent days. Yes, and these are on the 14th, and those are on the 15th. Vema Betlesar, maybe they should read on the 13th. We saw that was a Zman Kilahi. Gemara says, Kishushan has to be like Shushan. What do you mean like Shushan? But the Shushan was the Ikernes, and they read on the 15th according to all opinions. The Pasuk clearly says, so just like Shushan reads on the 15th, we should also throw the walled cities on the same day as Shushan as well on the 15th. So Gemara says, okay, Ashkan Asiyah. All this just told us that in terms of Asiyah, which means in terms of the Sudas Purim and Shachmanos Matel Savyonim, that all takes place on the 14th and 15th respectively. But Zechira Menon, how do you know the Zechira as Zechira, which is the remembering, which is the Kriyas Megillah, how do you know that also takes place on the 14th and 15th respectively? Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vayavim Ha'ila Nizkarim V'Nasim. As these two words are juxtaposed to each other, it's because the Zechira Le'asiyah, just like the Asiyah is the 14th and 15th respectively, so too the Zechira, namely Kriyas Megillah, is in the 14th and 15th respectively. So now the Gemara says around four white lines down, Masnisin de lo kiyai tana. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with the following Tana. The Tani, the Raisa says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Krochen amukofen choma mimosei achashverosh, Karin Bechamishasar, says the Bryce. And that doesn't date back to Yeshua, dates back to Achashverosh, which seems to make more sense. It goes back to Achashverosh. My time with Rabbi Shuban Karcha. Why does he say Achashverosh? Ki Shushan, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan Mukafas Choma Mimos Achashverosh, the Karin Bechamishasar. Av Kol Shem Mukafas Choma Mimos Achashverosh, Karin Bechamishasar. Shushan was not walled from the times of Yeshua Benun, but it was walled from the times of Achashverosh. So that should be the point that we should use, the time in history from the times of Achashverosh. That makes a lot of sense. But Tana Didan, my time, what's the reason for our Mishnah that says you go all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun? That's when the walled cities have to be walled from. Because Yav Prazi Prazi, there's a Gzer Shava. Ksiv Hachat says in Megillah, Akein Yehudim HaPrazim, Ksiv Hasim says Yeshua, Livad Me'aria Parzi Prazi Harbe Me'od. Malahalan Mukafas Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, Afkan Mukafas Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. There's a special Gzer Shava connecting it to Yeshua ben Nun. We gave a Svara because Yeshua ben Nun had to do with Amalek, but the Drash is really based on the Gzer Shava. The Gemara says, "Bishma, I understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha lo amar ketana didan. He did not hold like our Mishnah. The less they praze pati, he did not have such a masara of this gzer shava. Not every gzer shava everybody had. We know a person cannot make up his own gzer shava. He can only use that which he has of his masara from his rebbe. But he didn't have such a masara, so he didn't have to use this praze. And latana didan, my time lo amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't our Mishnah hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that it should be like Shushan, dating back to only Achashverosh? So my time." What do you mean, the reason? The is the Prazi Prazi. We told you because it has a Gzer Shava. The Gzer Shava is going to trump the Stam Svara. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Elo Shushan Davdi Kaman. Who the Shushan hold like? Lo Kiprazim Lo Mukafim. Because Shushan is kind of stuck here. Because Shushan is reading on the 15th, but they were not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so they should really be reading on the 14th because it's an unwalled city using Yeshua ben Nun's time as the marker here. So Amar Rava says, you're right. Amri La Kedi, others say his name is Kedi. Shiny, Shushan, Hovad Asabones. The real truth is that Shushan is really an unwalled city because we use the times of Shubanun. But since the special nation took place in Shushan, in that they had the right to fight for 2 days to defend themselves, a special fight, or others say because they were in great danger, because they were in the capital, Shushan was the capital, for those two reasons, it's considered the greater Nes, and therefore we wanted to kind of isolate Shushan as well, to highlight that that was the Iker Nes in the reading of the 15th, even though in reality it's not considered a walled cities using the terms of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. L'tana didan, hainu d'chsiv, medino, medina, v'ir l'ir, it says in the Pasuk, I understand why we have these distinctions, medina, medina, versus ir l'ir. How so? Medina, medina, l'chalik bein mukafan choma miyush shubin nun, l'mukafas choma miyush achashverush. The distinction of Medina, Medina is highlighting the difference between the walled cities of Yeshua versus the walled cities of Achashverosh. That's one distinction. And ir v'ir is not milchalik bein Shushan l'shar Aryaros. That Shushan, although Shushan should really be a prazim, we're distinguishing it, we're separating it from other cities and making it on the 15th. So there's two distinctions going on here. That's why Medina, Medina, v'ir l'ir, that works out very nicely for our Mishnah. Elul b'shub and karcha bishma Medina, Medina, I understand that. L'chalik bein Shushan l'shar Aryaros, that separation makes sense. That Shushan is different because Shushan was walled from the times of Achashverosh, and other cities were not. Ela ir v'ir l'mayasa. What's the additional distinction for Yeshua, Rabbi Shuben Karcha? So Gemara says, Amr lecha Rabbi Shuben Karcha u'latan yidan mi nicha. Even according to your Mishnah, does it make sense? Came to Israel praze praze medina medina lamali. Once you have the gezer shava that you go back to Yeshua Benun, you don't need the medina medina chiluk anymore. It's superfluous as well. So Ela. Krala drasha hudasa. The truth is, so Medina, Medina, and earlier, one of them is extra for a separate drasha. What's a separate drasha? Kudah b'shuv ben Levi hu. Dasa damar b'shuv ben Levi. Krach v'chol ha-samech lo, v'chol ha-nira imo, nidon k'krach. Any krach, and all the krach, all the suburbs nearby, or that are visible from that city, are considered like the krach themselves, which would mean if it's a big walled city, so not only in the walled city would they read the 15th, but all the suburbs nearby, Yerushalayim, would be included in the 15th. So what's the shir? What's the definition? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ad kama, rather, for how far? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah of Yisayim Rabbi Chibra Abba, ki mechamasan l'teveria, from the city of mechamasan to Teveria, which is a shir of a mil. So ask Gemara, lame a mil, just say a mil. Why tell me from this city to that city? Just tell me a mil. I'll know. I'll measure the radius of every walled city to be a mil. So hak mashman the shiura de mil. If you want to know how far a mil is, measure a kama havik mechamas on the tiberia. That's the shear of the mil. We're learning from this drush of ear to ear, saying not only the city itself, but all the suburbs of the city are subsumed in the lachas of that very city as it relates to the lachas of. Okay, we'll quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about the Mishnah, the different days you can read from the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. We wanted to know how they were allowed to do this and override the Takana of Anshe Kenes Gadola. We said, no, the truth is Anshe Kenes Gadola were the ones who were misakin from the beginning. You can read in these various days. We brought the Joshua of either Zmanayim or the Joshua of... The other drasha was Kiyamim, and the 13th didn't need a drasha because that's Man Chilil Choli. We brought the machlok as whether or not Bizmanazeh, we could really read earlier. Rabbi Kiyah says even Zmanazeh you can read earlier. Chacham says Bizmanazeh you cannot read earlier. We are steering Rabbi Yehuda, whether he holds this way or not. Rav Ashi said one is Rabbi Yehuda, and one is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that you can still read Bizmanazeh in the Yom Knesset. Then we had the discussion, how do you know the difference between the 14th and the 15th? Then we went through a bunch of drashas, how the 14th and the 15th are two independent days when you can read the Megillah, and also do the mitzvahs of Purim. And then there's another opinion that says you don't go back to the times of Yeshua Menun, you go back to the days of Achashverosh. That's based on the Svara Kishushan, Bar Mishah held, is based on the Gzer Shava, Prazi and Prazi. And then we spoke at why each one held differently. And the Gemara says, in the end of the day, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shuman Karcha, Shushan really should be, sorry, according to our Mishnah, really Shushan should be a Prazim and should really be in the 14th. But since the Iker Nes took place on Shushan, we wanted to highlight it, and we put it on the 15th, like the walled cities of Yeshua ben Nun. And then finally, we had the difference of Medina, Medina, and earlier, and we had this final Joshua that earlier comes to include that not only the city reads on the 15th, but any suburb of that city within a mil would also be included in the dinim of the city as it relates to Purim. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful day and a